8.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and today is May the 14th, 2011. And today, in my second hour of the show, my guest will be Brother Gregory of His Holy Church, and we're going to discuss his nationwide whirlwind tour and his philosophy of what needs to happen if we are to rid ourselves of, as he calls them, the plagues of Babylon, which seem to be raining down on us in ever larger and more severe bursts. As usual, I want to thank my show's producer, Ken. I want to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America. I want to welcome all his listeners who are tuning in today. I want to remind everyone to stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited coming up at the noon hour. And today I wanted to start the show off with some current events, in particular the Indiana Supreme Court decision. That's the Indiana Supreme Court, which overturns centuries of common law. Decision, in case you haven't heard, this was that people have no right to resist police officers illegally entering their home. And this is an article from yesterday's Chicago Tribune. It says, Indianapolis, people have no right to resist if police officers illegally enter their home. The Indiana Supreme Court ruled in a decision that overturned centuries of common law. The court issued its 3-2 ruling on Thursday, contending that allowing residents to resist officers who enter their homes without any right would increase the risk of violent confrontation. If police enter a home illegally, the courts are the proper place to protest it, Justice Stevens said. We believe a right to resist an unlawful police entry into a home is against public policy and incompatible with modern Fourth Amendment jurisprudence, Davis said. We also find that allowing resistance unnecessarily escalates the level of violence and therefore the risk of injuries to all parties involved without preventing the arrest. Justice Robert Rucker and Brent Dixon strongly dissented, saying the ruling runs afoul of the U.S. Constitution's Fourth Amendment against unreasonable search and seizure, the Times of Munster reported. In my view, the majority sweeps with far too broad a brush by essentially telling Indiana citizens that government agents may now enter their homes illegally, that is, without the necessity of a warrant, consent, or exigent circumstances, Rucker said. Both dissenting justices suggested they would have supported the ruling if the court had limited its scope to stripping the right to resist officers who enter the homes illegally in cases where they suspect domestic violence is being committed. But Dixon said the wholesale abrogation of the historic right of a person to reasonably resist unlawful police entry into his dwelling is unwarranted and unnecessarily broad. The court's decision stemmed from a Vandenberg County case in which a man yelled at police and blocked them from entering his apartment to investigate a domestic disturbance. The man shoved a police officer, who entered anyway and was shocked with a stun gun and arrested. Valparaiso University of School law professor Ivan Bodensteiner told the Times that the court's decision is consistent with the idea of preventing violence. It's not surprising that they would say there's no right to beat the hell out of the officer, Bodensteiner said. The court is saying, in parentheses, we would rather opt on the side of saying if the police act wrongfully in entering your house, your remedy is under law to bring a civil action against the officer. Thursday's decision was the court's second ruling this week involving police entry into a home. On Tuesday, the court said police serving a warrant may enter a home without knocking if the officers decide circumstances justify it. Previously, police serving a warrant had to obtain a judge's permission to enter without knocking. So, you know, in my opinion, what we're witnessing here is the effect of the New Deal. You know, it's the socialist form of government that was instituted through the communist takeover of the so-called Civil War and the subsequent New Deal legislation. And most of the New Deal legislation, which implements several of the planks of the Communist Manifesto into our statutory law, I mean, if you remember, up until the 30s, most of the American state citizens were subject to the common law of their states. But after the New Deal, the Supreme Court says, we're no longer a country of liberty and freedom according to the common law. And now, you know, that was known around the world. Now, we're a socialist country, more in the model of the Russian Federation, or some words to that effect. Most people don't know, but as FDR issued all these executive orders, that, you know, one, took all our gold away, it stole our land, it converted us from the sovereigns of the states or state nationals to subjects of the federal government, converted us from a creditor nation to the surety for its debts, you know, the Supreme Court was striking these down with nullity because, frankly, they were positively unconstitutional.
S-E-M-E-D.
And, are we at break? I certainly hope so. Yeah, it seems the timing is off here.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And sorry about that technical glitch there. The commercial didn't run right. In any case, what I was saying is that, again, the Supreme Court was striking with nullity all of these executive orders that FDR was issuing because, frankly, they were positively unconstitutional. So what FDR did is he threatened to replace the entire nine members of the Supreme Court. Then, in a decision that they called the switch in time that saved nine, the Supreme Court ruled that all the New Deal legislation was only legal if and only if it was voluntary. But the more Americans I talk to about this issue, the more of these idiots, or as I more accurately call them, patriotards, who claim, well, I never consented, so I'm not a U.S. citizen, blah, 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 blah. These people are misinformed and dangerous. I mean, I told a fellow I was talking with yesterday he was a chattel slave of the Congress and that they owned him through the communist system that had been implemented in American law. And he replied, well, I don't believe that I'm a slave. In any case, what I'm getting at here is that the fact of the matter is, if you think about it, surely the Congress, who owns your house in our, you know, feudal fascist system, communist system, I don't care what you call it, it's not the American system, that's for sure. You're a tenant in your house, you know. Just imagine that a sharecropper on a plantation, you know, who's renting a house from the plantation owner, and the plantation owner sends the boss over, tells him go check in a house. Well, the house belongs to the plantation owner, just like your house belongs to the government. They can send anybody in your house anytime they want. They don't need any permission. They own your children. Child Protective Services come take him away whenever they want to. Anyhow, continuing with my story, you know, the fellow says to me, well, I don't believe I'm a slave. So I asked him, if you went in a store and you stole a bottle of beer and you were arrested outside, I mean, you think you could tell the police officer, well, I don't believe that was stealing. So everything's just fine. And I explained that, you know, ignorance of the law is no defense. We've all heard that. You know, the powers that be have published all the laws and therefore conclude that they've given everyone notice. But my question is, if the government controls the free, quote-unquote, public education system, then how come they don't teach us the laws of our country? I mean, frankly, what they teach you is absolutely wrong. You know, they teach you that you're free. They teach you that you have liberty. They teach you that you live in a republic. And then all you hear about is democracy, democracy, democracy. You know, it seems to me that if you want good, conscientious citizens, it would be imperative for those citizens to know the law. But of course, if you know the law, you'd know that you have a choice of the form of government that you want to choose. And as the Supreme Court so eloquently puts it in their decision, the citizen cannot complain because he has voluntarily submitted himself to such a form of government. He owes allegiance to the two departments, so to speak, and within their respective spheres must pay the penalties which each exacts for disobedience to its laws. So let's look at those words again. The citizen has voluntarily submitted himself to such a form of government. The implication that I want to bring out here is that if you have submitted yourself to one form of government, then obviously there must be another form of government out there that you can choose. But of course, you're never taught this, as this is the escape route for the sheeple to get off the plantation and outside the fence. Of course, I'm not telling you that the grass on the other side of the fence is always greener, and that's all based on your expectations of life. But what I mean by this is that the socialist, fascist, communistic system, whatever you want to call it, that's been in place since the Second World War, has created a society, us, U.S. citizens, and we're living far beyond our means. And we're able to do this by stealing from poor nations, you know, around the world, by force of arms, and by control of the central banks, and by primarily debt creation. I mean, these are their tools, guns and money, correction, debt, not money. And that's one of the primary problems, is that the monetary system creates an artificial shortage of currency simply through the method of debt's creation. I mean, look, if Timmy Geithner, you know, calls up the Treasury, you know, printing and engraving office and asks them to print up a $100 U.S. 30-year, you know, maturity bond, he hands it over to desk to the Ben Shalom Bernanke, and the Ben Shalom, you know, he sells it into the bond market, and he receives $100 from an investor, which the government then spends into the system. Now we have a debt at $220. Huh? I mean, how do we create a bond that created $100 and get a debt of $220? Well, it's really, the math's real simple. We sell the bond at 4% interest for 30 years. Each year, we'll need to pay $4 in interest. 30 times 4 is $120, plus the principal, $100, you owe $220. But then, each quarter of a year, the bank charges us $1 in interest. So after every year, you know, there's $4 less money in the circulation. And so out of the original 100, you got 96, then 92, and so on and so forth every year. You know, after 20 years of paying on the bond, there's only $20 remaining in circulation, but $140 in debt still outstanding. I mean, you know, can I lend you $20 and get you to pay me back $140, you know, of money that never existed? You know, that's, I tell people, the only way to win at this game is not play. You know, it's kind of like the movie where the hacker breaks into the government supercomputer Joshua and wants to play thermonuclear war with the computer. And the computer, you know, learns, it teaches itself that there's no way to win the game. Everyone loses no matter which scenario the computer tries. And so it is with our fraudulent Federal Reserve Bank debt creation system. It always debauches the currency. It always ends in insolvency. It always leads to a crisis. It always concentrates more and more power in the hands of the bondholder, which, you guessed it, they're the communist central banks of the countries of the world. So effectively, each country creates bonds, sells them into a market controlled by the other central banks, and they trade our life and our work to the other country's central bank in a clever, you know, debt slater trade scheme, and they enslave the whole planet, one to another, through the magic of fractional banking and debt creation at interest. Oh, I see I have a caller holding here in Georgia. Let's take a caller. I'm getting winded. Lee in Georgia, how are you this morning?
Oh, very frustrated, very frustrated. I don't like what I'm hearing lately. This is very depressing. I was kind of hoping somebody today would talk about this. I'd like to throw out some of what the Supreme Court has said when it comes to rights. Now, here on this Indiana bill, we're talking the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. In Horatio versus California, 110 U.S. 516, the state cannot diminish rights of the people. Davis versus Welcher, 263 U.S. 22 at 24. The assertion of federal rights when plainly and reasonably made is not to be defeated under the name of local practice. Another word for local practice would be public policy. Miranda versus Arizona, 384 U.S. 436 491. Where rights secured by Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking nor legislation which would abrogate them. Bennett versus Boggs, 1 B-A-L-D-W 60. Statutes that violate the plain and obvious principles of common right and common reason are null and void.
They say, all these things, but somehow they don't seem to apply, Lee.
Yeah, I know, and that's where we run into the problem.
That is?
These things, but then they don't. You can't back them up.
What do you mean you can't back them up?
Well, they'll sit there and they'll say all these things, but then when someone, like the police in this case, come kicking your door down, there's no way to get redress or to get a remedy or whatever. I mean, you know, I'm not the kind of guy to make threats, but, you know, if some cop were to come up and just kick my door in, there'd be a dead cop on my porch. It's that simple. And my excuse would be, I didn't know who he was. He kicked the door open. I shot him.
And that's exactly what they want, you know, because you're going to jail. And they're going
to get buried.
And they're going to put you in a cage forevermore.
No, and, I'm going to get buried.
Unfortunately, and the reason is because, you know, the 14th Amendment makes you their property.
But
and,
when I went
they
down
can,
and
they can
my
warehouse
eyes.
You, they can do whatever they want to. You know, I tell everybody that Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 of the Constitution is the only part that really applies to 14th Amendment citizens, and it says the Congress can make all needful rules and regulations to dispose of the territories and other property. And
well, here's the one catch to that. I just a few months ago, back in February, had to go renew my identification because I don't have a driver's license. I won't get a driver's license. And on the form where it said, are you a...
Do you drive?
No, I don't drive. I just use a state ID, and that's only because if something happens, I can't speak. They can identify who I am, and they know where I live.
Right.
I get ID my personal choice because I want them to be able to identify me if something should happen.
Right.
Now, when I filled out the application to renew, I did something different this year that I've never done before, and where it says, are you a U.S. citizen? Guess what I put there?
I'm betting you put, I'm not a 14th Amendment citizen of the United States.
Bingo! And as soon as that customer representative, as I like to call him, saw that, he looked at me and he said, oh, you're one of them. I got my ID with no questions. They didn't argue with me.
What do you consider yourself? Are you a state national?
I am a Georgian, period. I am a citizen of the nation of Georgia, a free spirit, human being, with God-endowed, inalienable rights which cannot be tampered with under any circumstances by anyone, and I act accordingly. It's simple. I drive around here in my county, and I never get pulled over, but the cops know who I am, and they know that.
Right, and you hear the music clearly.
Time.
That means we have to go back to break. And another word from our sponsors. Thanks for your comments. We'll be back in just 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I appreciate Lee in Georgia, and he has some interesting points to make. And he makes it clear that, you know, he can, free himself at least on the local level by claiming that he's not a 14th Amendment citizen. But, there's a definite process here that, is designed and it's sanctioned by the Congress, and it's, you know, relatively simple and it's instantaneous. And the fact that Lee has a state idea, it's basically gives him the status of person in the corporate state of Georgia, and really hasn't accomplished anything. But, you know, fortunate for him, the locals, local law enforcement there realize that he's not doing anybody any harm and they leave him alone. And primarily that's the, that's what I'm saying is that, you know, you need to get the government to leave you alone. But again, to understand what's happening to us now, we're seeing some amazing times. I mean, this is a truly amazing time that we're going through right now. And again, this is brought on by the magic of fractional banking and debt creation at interest. I mean, the loss of liberty that every American is seeing and feeling from this unseen monolithic hand that touches every aspect of your life is due directly to the communist laws that have been, you know, manipulated into the U.S. system. And these are private laws. These are private contracts between you and your government. These are what FDR called public policy. And that's exactly what the Supreme Court of Indiana called it, public policy. And the way to change public policy is for the people, for every individual, to take it upon himself to learn the law and to go back to doing things the right way, according to the original law of the United States, not living under the color of law, under the New Deal and all the statutory regulations. I mean, we've become a country of statutes, and, you know, they've basically killed off the state nationals. With that said, I want to read a dissertation from the People's Awareness Coalition, you know, that puts this in a little bit of a different light, and it's called Booms and Busts. And it starts out, let's start off with the principle that you cannot eat silver and gold, i.e. survive on it. So the question to you is, who is your God? The men who made silver and gold a medium of exchange commodity, or the one that has provided the natural source for sustaining yourself? Before we get into any particulars, simply understand that when there is any kind of currency or medium of exchange established by a state or central government, that medium allows that government to be a pimp. For example, a do-nothing middleman between people so it can get its piece of the pie. Yes, it is agreed the parallel is a bit harsh, but it illustrates the unscrupulous nature in the character of the relationship. Actually, the governments do a lot of procuring in gathering property from their citizens. To grasp the concept of this parallel relationship better, you may want to see procurer under the definition of pimp. To broaden your understanding on this issue, it was said that Meyer Amschel Rothschild had stated the following: let me issue and control a nation's money, and I care not who writes the laws. In view of this Rothschild principle, the currency as issued by the United States is unlawful. A group of private people weaseled their way into a pimp position to use government force to back up their enterprise. Unknown to most, the Federal Reserve, being a private enterprise, is the pimp as approved by the United States. Currently, income tax is the way the pimp is getting his piece of the pie. People of America have been funding world development of other countries for 50 years or more with this system. See the International Monetary Fund. There's a link there. An intelligent man would call this slavery. The same system which drained the gold from the hands of Americans during the Depression era. You can look up, and there's a link there to the gold hoarding executive order, something I referred to earlier, FDR's gold hoarding order, where he took everybody's gold. But today, everyone is happy, right? The Bible teaches us that love of money is the root of all evil. So the point being made is, who needs money issued by a central government that can be manipulated by a few who appear to love it? Accordingly, we must look at the difference between so-called capitalism and agrarianism. People who are interested in international commerce will argue that a common currency is needed to expand business between countries. As each state in the Union is a country, this was basically the argument that the architects of the Constitution made. For more on the con job, there's a link. Click here. Most of these people were elitists and sold items across state lines. Of course, at that time, most of people in America were of an agrarian culture and could have cared less about such noted medium of exchange. They used local mediums of exchange and barter and trade systems to accomplish their needs. Having those simple facts in mind, are you starting to understand the need for a central government currency now? The currency of the central government serves the capitalists. It aids in his greed as it allows him to monopolize a market in world trade using the weakest countries to profit on. And as you hear the music playing there, that means we got to go for another word for our sponsors. I'm Phil Pozderek. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
So I'm sleeping here every day. There's a reason I just do it all over again.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Every day is the weekend, I stay up, so I'm sleeping. Every day there's a reason.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And before we went to the break, you know, I was reading this, it's actually from the People's Awareness Coalition, an e-letter, and it really explains how the, you know, the government acts as the strong arm for the Federal Reserve, you know, which is a private company, and how that, you know, it makes them a middleman in the transaction, able to steal a percentage, and of course that percentage is as small or as large as they need it to be. To continue, the currency of a central government serves the capitalist. It aids in his greed as it allows him to monopolize a market in world trade using the weakest countries to profit on. It is understood that some amount of foreign trade is required, but not on a large scale. Most manufacturing, etc., can be done on a local scale. It provides people with a local economy, which includes a sustainable workforce. To support such ideas, here is a summation that shows the two different positions of two of our founding fathers, Alexander Hamilton, agent of the money interest and main architect for the Constitution, and Thomas Jefferson, the third president and architect of the Declaration of Independence. Now, Hamilton took as his major premise the evil nature of man and followed with the consequent need for an authoritative government in the hands of the propertied, who had a stake in society and therefore had most to gain or lose by government. Now, Jefferson argued that since man is naturally well disposed toward his fellows, all that is necessary for a good society is sufficient training and opportunity to make all men realize that their own good derives from the common good. Hamilton believed the principal duty of government was to protect private property and the sanctity of the contract. Jefferson saw it as promoting the general welfare over and above any consideration of wealth. Hamilton saw American prosperity rising through industrial capitalism. Jefferson looked with suspicion and disfavor upon mercantile activity, found it enslaving, deceitful, predatory, and contrary to man's natural desire to live free and relatively self-sufficient by the fruit of his own labors. Instead of manufacturing, he placed his hopes in an agrarian economy. So as you can see, Jefferson was the one that had it right, an agrarian economy. However, as we can see, the ideas of Hamilton, the agent of the money interest, has won out. Today we see the New World Order is the essence of what Hamilton was pushing. This should tell all you fans of the Constitution what the revered document was truly about. The way the constitutional system is set up now, people of America are controlled both by the money and the law. The 14th Amendment is the mechanism that allows the noted travesty to expand itself to the nth degree. The political approval of people and those taking benefits from government is ultimately their entry into the abyss of slavery. In summary, what is ultimately described herein is a government of fascism that uses socialism as its base. The blueprint is the Communist Manifesto, which was drafted by a stooge named Karl Marx. All the planks of his manifesto are applied in American law, which includes the positioning of a central bank and income tax, a private system that is not backed in silver and gold, but yet, with nothing loaned, such system charges an interest on its printing of phony money. Moreover, it should be noted that the Spartans were also of a fascist makeup. The rulers of this culture let its subjects own silver and gold as a privilege, just as the United States does at this point in time. Hey, students, go Spartans. Also understand the pimp mechanism does not just end with the money. It is utilized throughout the government structure, from the state-erected corporations to their municipalities, cities, towns, phone, power, radio. All of America must move off the grids to distance themselves from this abuse. Local economies that use the modern tools available for agrarianism, sprinkled with local in-state manufacturing, will get this done. You have to starve the beast. Very simply stated, money can be manipulated. As long as people hold the creation of man in honor, they will be affected and controlled by his orchestrated booms and bust, where God just provides. So bring it on home. It's time to dump the pimps. And I think the best thing about this particular e-letter, and I don't think it's available online yet, is the wonderful picture of the current Mac Daddy of the corporate world, Barack Obama, dressed in a lime green suit and hat with all his billing, standing in front of a Rolls Royce with a gold chalice in his left hand, giving his 1,000-yard stare. Absolutely amazing what's happened to this country. And of course, nobody has to stay in the system, because the system, as I've stated many times before, makes you a criminal. Yes, every U.S. citizen is a criminal, having committed treason according to the international law. Every U.S. citizen has committed treason against the land of his birth, because you are a citizen of the land of your birth. And everyone here was born in a country that is foreign to the United States, but then pledged allegiance and then voted in elections. And you can only vote in elections in the United States according to the second section of the 14th Amendment. The right to vote is denied except for participation in rebellion. So there's a quiet war that's been going on, you know, for at least the last 80 years. You know, virtually every person who's alive today in the United States, this is how it's always been. And so you've been taught that this is how it's supposed to be. And, of course, now we can see that everything is commerce. And, of course, the government can regulate commerce. That's how they tax. They tariff commerce. And if you're in commerce, then... And, of course, we can see today through the Obamacare that they can actually force you into commerce. They can force you to buy something whether you want it or not. So with that in mind, it seems to me that if we want to avoid the plagues of Babylon, we need to get back to a free enterprise system where individuals trade things with other real men, doing business with real natural men, not some corporate behemoth, with their pimp middleman of the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Congress with their hand in every pocket of every transaction every day. You know, this unseen hand, this monolithic conspiracy, you know, it's so vast that no one, you know, dare talk about it, you know, above his breath. You know, of course it's real. And it's the manifestation of the 14th Amendment's quote-unquote voluntary servitude. You know, the 14th Amendment makes every U.S. citizen employee of the federal government. You know, this is an adhesive contract. You know, all their adhesive contracts together, the Social Security is the primary one, but there's lots more, the driver's license, the marriage license. Each of these contracts makes us a fiduciary with an obligation to pay whatever money the Congress or the state or the municipality spends. And that's exactly what we see today as a system to design, you know, it's designed to create this so-called sovereign debt. It's designed to create a crisis around the sovereign debt. And I expect, you know, and I have been announcing it to everybody who will listen to me, get ready. The U.S. sovereign debt crisis is coming. Look for it to start toward the end of 2015, the beginning of 2016. I'm not saying this is scary. I'm only trying to inform you. In my mind, it's inevitable. The foundation's already been laid. The building is already three-quarters constructed. And we can see how it's taken its shape. It's going to be a huge mushroom cloud of treasury debt, which is going to go off with explosive force. It's going to have a gigantic, it's going to create a gigantic world-crushing depression. And when government can no longer borrow or create money because no one other than the Federal Reserve will buy their bonds, not because they don't want to, but just because there just isn't enough capital in the entire world, because the numbers have grown to such enormous proportions. You know, currently you're borrowing between $4 and $5 billion a day. You know, these numbers are beyond comprehension. $1.675 trillion in 2011 alone. That's over $120 billion a month. Half of which is being bought by the Federal Reserve, who, according to the Ben Shalom Bernanke, will end on schedule. The quantitative easing 2 is going to end on schedule June 30th, 2011. So rest assured, the market will crash as it's currently doing. And of course, you know, after the market crashes, then they'll have to start quantitative easing 3, which will further debauch and devalue the currency until eventually there'll be a run on treasuries. And I figure that, you know, the wheels in motion for that to happen around 2016. And we'll see the beast rear its ugly head and gather a consensus. That's their word. They're going to gather consensus to resolve the crisis in lockstep with the Hegelian dialectic, after which time they will offer two solutions. And then, you know, they'll get that consensus. And then the one solution will be a new one world currency. And it'll be the mark of the beast. A microchip for all who wish to engage in commerce. So in case you don't know, this is the greatest bonfire of wealth the world has ever seen. That's a Bonfire of Wealth. That's a quote from Martin Armstrong. He has a new article out called Bonfire of Wealth. I encourage you to go to martinarmstrong.org and read it. You know, what we're witnessing here as we speak is exponential debt creation. And this exponential debt creation always culminates in a sovereign debt default or a massive currency devaluation or hyperinflation or whatever you want to call it. But what it's going to do is it's going to destroy the wealth and redistribute the wealth of every American into the hands of the government and the Federal Reserve when the crash comes. And the only decision I can see is whether I'll be on board the sinking ship when it hits the rocks 4 years from now. You know, we've all heard the analogy that the economy is a big ship and it takes a long time to turn a big ship, but it'll sink very rapidly after it hits the iceberg and all the scared people run to one side and cause it to flip over. I'm talking about here is human nature, the natural phenomenon that's witnessed in markets when all confidence is lost. So when all confidence is lost in the dollar, and Ben Bernanke mentioned this in his press conference a couple of weeks ago, that the Fed needs to stop the quantitative easing too, or it will lose credibility. And once credibility is destroyed, it takes a long time to get it back. And this is the true nature of, you know, markets. People get scared, and they all do the same thing at the same time. They stampede. You know, they want out of the market. Everybody sells their stocks at the same time. And this time it's going to be the central banks themselves that are going to stampede the capital out of all the U.S. markets. Capital's going to leave in droves because of the instability that this will create. And once there's a run on treasuries, and when I say a run, I mean when all the bondholders are trying to sell their bonds all at the same time, when the banks themselves lose faith in the government's ability to retire the interest on the debt, let alone the principal, and when the interest consumes the greatest part of the government's, you know, annual budget, you know, then and only then will enough people's ox be gored that they'll attempt to leave the sinking ship. And unfortunately, I'm going to tell you, when that time comes, all people, all 14th Amendment U.S. citizens' rights will most likely be suspended. And government offices will be without pay and consequently without staff. And so you won't be able to expatriate or change your political affiliation legally during that crisis. So right now I'm saying you got a window of opportunity. That window may close, you know, later. But you got an opportunity right now to check out of the system. And you know, the reason I believe that this is the most sound, least costly, and least painful way to fully release yourself from the ungodly, fraudulent system that we're exposed to now is because it's firmly grounded not only in U.S. law and in public policy, but, you know, public law, not private law like the 14th Amendment and IRS and all that stuff. It's firmly grounded also in international law. I mean, the United Nations Convention, which, you know, I'm going to tell you, it's a socialist document. Even this document acknowledges that no citizen can be denied his nationality. I mean, there are genocide laws in the United States that make it illegal to destroy political bodies. And you can see that the 14th Amendment and its creation of the U.S. citizen has had the effect of killing off all the state nationals. They've committed genocide against the lawful political body in the United States. They did this through their uniform naturalization process. But yes, every U.S. citizen's been naturalized. In fact, during the process, they created your legal entity, your birth certificate, and they took ownership of you and I. So when we see these articles and we see that Americans are losing, you know, their freedoms, you know, I just respond, it's the 14th Amendment, stupid. I mean, plain and simple, it's a new constitutional system under the color of law. That's all I can say about it. Got another caller here, Greg in Colorado. Greg, how are you?
Yes, hello, Phil. Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Oh, okay, good. I'm the guy that called you in your very first show and brought up the thing about expatriation. I don't know if you remember that. It was over a year ago. I come up with something really great now. This whole thing about admiralty jurisdiction, maritime, all that stuff, that's true, but it's even more complicated than that. It goes down to these jurisdictions of personam. They have the jurisdiction of personam, and they have the jurisdiction of subject matter. And they lack subject matter jurisdiction. Because all the federal and state laws, rules, regulations, codes do not have an enactment clause pursuant to UCC Article 5.
Yeah, when they're not publicly enacted, again, as I've said before,
they're all null and void. They're all null and void.
Well, no, they're private law. If you
if you go to freedomschool-texas and scroll down and read the PDF about jurisdiction, you'll be amazed, and you'll do a great service to the entire world by reading that short little article. Freedomschool-texas.
Right.
And then scroll down jurisdiction. And I would like to recommend to everybody to go to Godlike Productions and read what the White Rose has to say about a lot of things. You may be illuminated.
All right.
And I thank you very much, and I appreciate all you're doing for us, and keep up the good work, and just hang on, everybody.
It's going to be a wild ride, isn't it?
Yep, going to be a wild ride. Goodbye. Have a good day.
All right, hey, thank
you. My birthday today. I'm 63 years old.
Well, happy birthday, Greg.
9 weeks of years. 9 weeks of years.
9 weeks of years. Super. We got to go for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. And John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. Our caller Greg from Colorado in earlier, I tend to agree with Greg that it's all a matter of jurisdiction. I mean, that is whether or not you're a state national or you're a member of a foreign state, not subject to the, you know, the jurisdiction of the federal government, or if you're a 14th Amendment citizen, then of course you are subject to the, all their rules and regulations and, as I've repeatedly reiterated, Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2, they can make all the needful rules and regulations to dispose of you. And I'm still a 14th Amendment citizen slave. And of course, you know, part of the problem I have with everybody that talks about all these things is that they all have the same thing in common. You know, all the tax protesters and all these other this whole jurisdiction thing is, you know, you got to go tell it to the judge. And, of course, the expatriation process is an administrative process. And you, as long as you know how to live as a free man with liberty, you know, you don't have to go in front of the judge. You file your paperwork, and it's, you know, a matter of affidavits, things to that effect. And you have to... You're immediately free to live your life without government interference. And I think, again, that's going to be a great thing, in the not too distant future as, you know, more and more of the police state, you know, becomes visible and the iron fist of communism, you know, the velvet glove comes off the, democracy and, you get to see the iron fist of communism. And, you know, I'm convinced that we live in a society that, you know, is a dictatorship. You know, all the courts are part of the executive branch of government. The executive branch of government makes law now through executive orders. There's no separation of powers in the federal government. The justices now, instead of striking down all the laws like they tried to do with the New Deal originally, instead of, you know, ruling out all the new laws being unconstitutional, you know, their job is to somehow interpret the law so that it's constitutional, so that they can run it under the color of law through their, you know, color of law discretion system. And of course, this is what's going to cause the capital that all the businesses depend on to run out of the United States because of the political instability. Because once you can't control the, once you can't depend on the courts, when the judge just has discretion, he can change the meaning of words and he can make any decision he wants in court. And of course, this is the situation we're in it today. Then the Capitol's going to run. They cannot, you know, stand this kind of, you know, political corruption where the courts and the politics just, you know, work to steal all the citizens' property. And, you know, they'll get around to the corporations. Of course, most of the mid-sized ones, they won't mess with the big ones. That's who they depend on to keep them in office. Well, that said, let's take one more caller here before the break in 1 minute. Real quick here, Russ in Minnesota, how are you this morning?
Yeah, you were talking about Barry Obama wearing that green pimp outfit.
Uh-huh.
What do you call Barry Obama with three monkeys in a tree? Branch manager. I was wondering, are you saying that there's a bunch of paperwork and affidavits? If you file that, then the government has no jurisdiction over you?
That's what I'm saying. You have to expatriate and regain your lawful nationality, in effect, become a state national.
Right, and you do this, there's a bunch of paperwork you can file. I'm wondering, have you filed this paperwork yourself?
I'm in the process right now, and I'm working on my questionnaire and collecting information that I need to file. As you can hear, the music is there. We're at the end of the first hour. And coming up in the new hour, Brother Gregory of His Holy Church, just back from his whirlwind tour. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in just a few minutes after these words from our sponsors.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm going to bring our brother Gregory on in just a second here. But I've been distracted there a minute. Hold on. Lost my train of thought. I wanted to comment. Oh, Russ in Minnesota. Russ, I wanted to comment that, yes, I want you to go to the People's Awareness Coalition, to packinlaw.org. Get a hold of L.B. Bork, and there is a series of contracts that you have to enter into with the State Nationals Society. And what you're effectively doing is you're changing your political affiliation so that you're no longer within the United States. You're effectively without the United States, and you're a citizen of a foreign country. And as such, in those countries, you're subject to the common law according to the state's constitution and the original law of the United States. In effect, you have to do it the right way. You have to live according to the natural law. And basically, those laws say that you can't damage other people's property or injure other people, and you must abide by your contracts. And of course, you know, this is part of the draw of socialism, is that, you know, we have bankruptcy laws. You don't have to abide by your contract. And, oh, you know, if you don't save enough for your retirement, we'll provide for your retirement. You know, it's all the promise of the benefits that they drag you into their system of slavery. And with that said, I want to introduce Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. And he's just returned from his whirlwind tour and trying to get more and more people of a like thinking manner into touch with each other. Morning, Brother Gregory. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm a little slow this morning. I'm not functioning at full capacity. It's been a rough week. But enough about me. How was the whirlwind tour?
It was exciting. I've got more stories coming out of the events of that trip, so I should be able to keep people interested for a little while longer. A lot of people were very excited about what they heard. We had quite a different, you know, some of the meetings were a lot of people who knew us already. Some of the meetings were mostly people that had never heard about us before at all, had never been to the website, never read any of the books, and they were often more excited, it seemed, maybe just because it was all so new and fresh to them. But it was a great trip. I mean, we ran into a few glitches here and there, but we made all our stops and never got really lost anywhere.
Well, I called at some point when you were in the Fort Worth area, about an hour away from where I live, and I had set the time aside to come and meet you, and something happened, and there you have it. I didn't get there. Make a long
sometimes
story
life
short.
Happens.
That's how life happens. That's right.
Right.
And I think my wife swooped in and diverted my attention right at the critical moment. And yeah, you know, I didn't get to meet you. I'm really sorry that that happened.
Well, they're already talking about another one, although they'll have to clear it with my wife. I'm way behind on things I need to get done here. But it was a good experience. It kind of jump-started the network. We've got a lot of people that are starting to see things a little bit better. But also, we got a lot of people to meet each other because they came to the different meetings. And hopefully, you know, it depends. A network depends on what the people do after I leave. Not just the ideas that they're introduced to and things like that, but what they do.
As you can hear, the music is there. We got to go for another word from our sponsors. We'll be back with Brother Gregory and his Holy Church, and we're going to talk more about this. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we're visiting with Brother Gregory of his Holy Church. And, you know, Brother Gregory, before the break, you made the statement that you're not really what's important here, you know, it's what people do after you leave. And so you're kind of the catalyst, but. You know, tell us what tell us how you expect people to act.
People well,
need to be, it, they need to be taught how to act.
Well, they need to be taught from inside how to act. What I talk about is history, because history repeats itself, and most people don't know history. And the history of freedom and liberty is clearly a major portion of the Bible. You had Nimrod. You had Cain city-states. You had Abraham leaving Ur and then leaving Haran and doing something. Moses led the people out of the bondage of Egypt. Christ really, Pentecost was the second Exodus. Anybody who got the baptism of Jesus Christ as opposed to the baptism of Herod was cast out of the social welfare system that had them in bondage. But Paul says what should have been for your welfare has become a snare. He was just quoting David. This idea of applying to men who call themselves benefactors but provide you nothing except what they take away from your neighbor is what brings people into bondage. So by explaining the whole history of that, which is rich in the Bible, and most people completely miss because they're under a strong delusion that the Bible is talking about after their death, even though Christ says the kingdom's for the living, not for the dead, they begin to see that the way that the early church was going was actually setting men free. And the way the church today is going, it actually brings men into bondage. So understanding that history gives them an opportunity to do something different than what they've been doing, which is what repentance is all about, turning around, going another way, doing things a different way. And they can start learning what it means to be free souls under God. That's what the kingdom of God is. That's what we're supposed to be preaching is at hand, the right to be ruled by God in your hearts and in your minds rather than ruled by men who think they're gods. So, you know, it's a huge leap in our understanding of history when you start reading our books, which are all free online.
Well, you know, what has amazed me, you know, since I've started talking with you, is, you know, I see it now even in the Ten Commandments, you know, thou shalt not put false gods before me. And really he's talking about mammon. He's talking about government. He's talking about these elitists, you know, who are set up as gods to fix all our problems. And of course they're, you know, they've been wrong every time. Their solutions are the problem.
really,
that's the truth.
Yeah, we're looking to the very things that we've looked to in the past. We're looking to men to solve our problems. I mean, in early American Revolution, the church supplied the entire social welfare of the people. You didn't get schools, you didn't get health care, you didn't get Medicare, you didn't get any of that from anywhere but the churches. And people weren't dying in the streets, and people weren't starving. And matter of fact, you wanted to get married, you went to church, you didn't go to the state. You needed help with the care of your children. You went to church. You needed anything. You went to church. Now, church has become superfluous. It's a place where you go to feel good about your bondage.
Well, to be honest with you, church is just another form of government that imposes more restrictions on you and, you know, pretty much insists that you tithe the church. And, you know, it doesn't... You know, I was always disappointed. You know, my mother gave and gave to the church and went and helped people who needed help. And it just seemed like she always ended up with the short end of the stick. You know, we never got any help. You know, I got eight brothers and sisters. I think we would be considered poor today.
Right. You know, it amazes me if people pull tithing out of the Old Testament. Oh, we got to tithe. That's about the only thing they tried to bring forward out of the Old Testament was tithing. But if you go back to the Old Testament, you read it, it says you tithe to them according to their service. What is their service? Health, education, and welfare. That means that the church was not just conducting choir singing, you know, and orations on Sunday. They were actually providing the actual needs of society when families fell on hard times. They were the social welfare. That was the purpose of the tithe, not to build big cathedrals or big screen TVs and put on a show every Sunday so that everybody thinks they're somehow worshiping God. You want to worship God? Take care of one another. Be the social welfare system based on faith, hope, and charity that the church always was. The church today looks nothing like the early American church, looks nothing like the first century church.
Well, when you consider that, you know, Social Security takes up this function, and welfare takes up this function, and food stamps takes up this function, we can see this is charity. And the government, of course, it's unconstitutional for them to provide charity. There's an interesting story about Congressman Davy Crockett out there.
Right, that's actually on our website. We have that whole thing on our website. It's one of the few peripheral documents that we put up because I thought it was so succinct to the problem.
And of course, you know, the people who are in government are lawyers, so they understand that constitutionally they can't steal from one citizen and give to another citizen. But this is all in accordance with the Communist Manifesto, which calls for the destruction of religion.
Right.
This is how they're doing it. The government is religion. Money is God. And, of course, a 1040 tax form is a charitable contribution to your church.
Yeah,
effectively.
Social Security is the Corbin of today. Corbin was a term used both by the Romans and the Greeks, and we find it in the Bible used by the Pharisees. It was actually found in ancient Old Testament Bible as well, and it was your offering. It was your sacrifice. It was what you gave to the ministers of your society to take care of the needy of your society. Well, in the Old Testament, it was free will offerings. But under the Pharisees, it had become a compelled offering through contract, actually through baptism of Herod. You got baptized by Herod. You had to pay in according to statutory regulations, and that was the Corbin of the Pharisees. And Christ said that Corbin, which is a religious program, Social Security is a religious program, it's how you take care of your needy, made the word of God to none effect. All the Christians who are participating in these social welfare schemes of modern government.
Can I interject right here that
sure.
In order to get into the Social Security, you have to swear that you're indigent, right? That you have absolutely no money. And this is how you donate your entire estate, is my understanding, into trust so that you can claim to be indigent so that you can qualify for the benefits.
I haven't seen that, but if you have information on it, I'd love to read that. All I know is that it's based on coveting your neighbor's goods, because the men who collect for your benefit are going to be exercising authority. It's not free will offerings. It's not done by faith, hope, and charity. It's done by compulsory offerings, and that's why it makes the word of God to none effect. And it certainly is a contract.
I likened it last week to saying that, you know, the baby boom generation in the United States, there will be about 78 million Americans who are retired by the time I'm 67 years old, 2027 or so. And at that time, what we have effectively done collectively as a group is that we've contracted with our government to be our revenue collection officer at the point of a gun, to take from the next generation, the 150 million American workers at that time, enough money to provide for my Medicare, my Medicaid, my Prescription Drug Act needs, my Social Security benefits, and to do all the work and to make all the stuff that I need ad infinitum. And, I mean, it's just impossible. It just can't work.
No, and it won't work. But the worst damage that it does, it divides society. We no longer need to come together and care for one another. Those are the bonds of society that are lasting.
We need to embrace multiculturalism, and we need to bring in all the groups, and we need to, everybody's equal, and there are no absolutes, and it depends on this, and everything's hate speech. And, you know, one congressman from New Mexico came out and said, "You want to destroy a society? Embrace multiculturalism." It's destroyed every society it's ever touched. Look at Europe. Look at the Middle East. Look at anywhere.
Right. And this is what we're doing, is we're forming congregations. We call them congregations of record because people actually agree that they're in these congregations, but there's no contractual binding of them. they're only bound together by taking care of one another. And I use the example of the movie Band of Brothers, those guys who fought their way across Europe during World War II. There was a bond that was created between them that had nothing to do with oaths, had nothing to do with the President of the United States, had nothing to do with the Constitution. It had to do with caring about one another, having shared difficulties with one another, having, you know, faced hardships with one another. And this country is about to face lots and lots of hardships. And so we advise people to gather together in small groups, but connect those groups, just like the early church did, through this network of tens, hundreds, and thousands, and start providing for themselves and stop looking to the government to provide everything you need. And we've become addicted to government in this country, not just in this country, but all over the world. We've never seen this absolute dependence upon government for everything.
Everybody's looking to the gods on earth to solve all our problems through innovation, technology, just apply money. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional, and as you hear in the background there, the music means we need another word from our sponsors. We'll be back with Brother Gregory in just a few minutes.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. My guest today is Brother Gregory of His Holy Church, back from his nationwide whirlwind tour, where he's trying to teach people about faith, hope, and charity. And, you know, last week, Brother Gregory, I talked about the Amish people as an example of non-14th Amendment citizens of the American states who have refused to take any benefits or privileges of the state. What do you think about groups like this who, you know, live together in extended family units and own their land and, you know, don't engage?
They certainly are an example that we can learn from. I actually mentioned them on our own radio program earlier this morning, is that they don't need insurance because they have each other. That you can't imagine how much money that saves a community if you're not buying insurance.
Basically, they can be self-insured.
Self-insured, and they do a pretty good job of it. And I says, well, you know, all that amounts to is caring about each other as much as you care about yourselves. And we do that within our congregations of record that we're starting all over the country. And people are learning what that means, but with us, you don't have to wear those funny outfits or grow beards or anything. What really binds you together is that caring about one another.
You can wear a beard if you want to, though.
You can. You certainly can. We don't have any restrictions in those areas at all. You know, I mean, obviously, you have to work that out between you and your local groups. But the essence is what we show is how this worked in the first century, how it worked for Abraham, how it worked for Moses, what they were really doing, how they had whole governments. You couldn't beat Israel, the real original Israel. I'm not talking about what we see there now because they have a heavy progressive income tax. None of them own their own land. They have iron coin for currency. Moses would be really ticked at what they've been doing lately. But the early Israel operated with an all-volunteer army, and they were unbeatable for centuries. But something happened. They started thinking, well, let's have a government like the rest of the nations. And God told them what would happen is they're going to take the first fruits of your labor, and they're going to make their instruments of war. They're going to take their sons.
When you look at the way the American Union was set up, and you think back to something like the Alamo, I mean, what do we hear? You know, the Tennesseans sent so many, the Kentuckians sent so many, and Texans were so many, and you don't hear about federal troops.
Right.
And the Union was set up to where the federal government, they were just to manage the troops. You know, they put a call out just like they did in the Civil War.
Right.
You know, send us 100,000 men from your country. And they went out and asked for volunteers, and boom.
Right. There actually were some federal troops there, but they were there secretly, but that was Jefferson sent them. But basically, it was an all-volunteer army. I wrote an article about that once because I was raised in Texas, and it was to counter an article that came out of a law university where they talked about it being a great moment in democracy when Colonel Travis drew his line in the sand and said everybody who wants to stay can stay and everybody who wants to leave can leave. And I said that wasn't a great moment in democracy. That was a great moment in a republic. In a democracy, if 51% come across the line, everybody's got to stay. But that's not what happened. One guy actually did leave and later lived and opened up a meat market in Tallahassee, I think it was. His name was Roselon or something. And they asked him why he did it. He says, I wasn't ready to die. But everybody else chose to step across. It was an individual choice. You weren't compelled by the mob to stay. You were compelled by your own God-given conscience. And that's what a republic was really about originally, a pure republic. And we talk about that in the book Higher Liberty, what a pure republic was, because originally the term republic comes from the phrase, Latin phrase, libera res public, which means free from things public, because your citizenship in a natural, pure republic was one with inalienable rights, not rights granted by government. And it's a different kind of government entirely. It takes a different kind of person to make it work.
Well, you know, everybody that's been, you know, brought up with the Marxist materialism in our, you know, Hegelian dialectic school system, you know, based on the Noahide laws, you know, it teaches you specifically, and you made the comment earlier about the Ten Commandments, it, you know, our educational system turns us into consumers. We are coveters of our neighbor's goods, and we're taught that we should keep up with the Joneses and buy a bigger house to have more prestige. And of course, you know, you are the car that you drive, so you got to have $100,000 one of those. And then of course, you need all the baubles and dresses and so forth that, show that you're, you know, one of the upper class, part of the elite. And, you know, it's this whole false notion that, we have to have all these things, you know. And I've always thought that, you know, imagine a time when nobody made a living off of anybody else, but everybody lived in a family. And, you know, the primary purpose was to make a living, which meant food, clothes, and shelter.
Yeah, and it's funny when, you know, I talked to a whole group of pastors once. I mentioned this quite a bit, and I asked them what Jesus called the weightier matters. And none of them knew. And those weightier matters we'll talk about maybe when we get back.
All right. You're listening to Brother Gregory from His Holy Church, my guest today on Positively Unconstitutional. Another word from our sponsors. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're visiting with my guest today, Brother Gregory, of his holy church. He's back from his whirlwind tour where they're putting together congregations of record across the country so that there'll be people to interface with who are of a like mind. And before the break, you mentioned you asked somebody about the weightier matters. What were the weightier matters?
I asked a group of pastors who all were supposedly students of the Bible, what did Jesus call the weightier matters? And you'd figure if you're a pastor and you're teaching about Christ, you would know what Jesus listed off as the weightier matters. He was talking to the Pharisees and the scribes. Scribes were just really accountants. They had to have lots of accountants in order to make their system of Corbin work because they had to keep track of what you paid in. They had to keep track of what benefits you had entitlement to. So he was saying, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, ye hypocrites, because they did not attend to the weightier matters of law, judgment, mercy, and faith. Those pastors couldn't name one of those items. And when you ask them, well, why is Jesus saying we need to attend to the law if you're telling us that he did away with the law? Is they've completely misconstrued what was going on at the time of Christ, what he was talking about. And the fact is he was creating a system, and John the Baptist before him, that operated, took care of the needs of society and operated entirely by faith, hope, and charity. Instead of getting the baptism of the government that bound you in this system of Corbin, they could go out and get the baptism of John the Baptist. And they asked him, how does it work, John? He says, well, look, you've got two coats and your neighbor doesn't have any, you share. And when you see the meetings of the first century church, they're saying those that had shared with those that didn't have. It was all charity. And when you do that in a group, you actually start helping one another. You can start real small, just a little extra need. And in the future, we'll have lots of extra needs. But right now, just start small. You find out who you can trust. And who's there for you? Who's watching your back? Who cares about you? And those bonds don't break so easy in hard times. And that's what we need to have. You talk about your mom giving and giving and giving at the church. We had people that came to the meetings. Remember in Wisconsin, one lady says, you know, only about 10% of the people in the church really do all the work. And they're doing all kinds of work for other people that are just soaking it up. And I said, well, you know, the problem is you're committing the sin of Sodom. In a time of affluence, you're not strengthening the poor. Same people always have needs. Same people do the work. Stop giving to those who don't work, who don't participate, who don't share themselves. Get together with those 10% in your church who are actually workers. And the others, you just shake the dust off your feet. They're not real believers. They just want to be waited on. You know, we see all this in people helping people on the streets. Now, occasionally you have to help people on the streets. But if they don't change their ways, if they keep going back, let them go.
Well, I have to say most people on the street want to be there.
Yeah, and that's the case. But, you know, you may have to go and find out who does and who doesn't. My son had a run-in with somebody on the street over, we don't have him out here in the country. He either work or die out here, but in the cities, he came across a guy who was soliciting, you know, cash from him, and he got to talking to the guy. He didn't give him anything. And the guy was just telling him about all the places you get free food, free place to sleep, free showers. And he says, what about getting a job? Oh, no, he didn't want a job. And somebody came by while he was talking to him and gave out sandwiches, some young people in a little Christian van. They gave him a sandwich wrapped in a paper. The guy took the out of the paper and threw the paper on the ground and started eating the sandwich. And my son was just livid. He couldn't believe this guy is just a total bum. You shouldn't be giving to him. You shouldn't be supporting him at all. If you don't have discretion in your charity, you're just a communist, a feel-good communist. You need to have that discretion, and the Bible talks about it over and over again. Tough love. You know, the foolish virgin, Christ says, we're not going to open the door to them. They can't come in, you know. You're looking for a certain kind of people, and that's what I was talking about. Pure Republic requires a certain kind of person to make it work. They have to be self-starters. They have to be industrious. They have to be people willing to tend to those weightier matters of law, judgment, mercy, and faith. They're charitable, sure, but if you don't work, you don't eat. And that's not to be mean, but that's to strengthen the poor. And we have the laziest, fattest, most unproductive poor in the world in this country, and we don't need to be supporting them anymore.
And everybody is only concerned with their personal comfort.
Yeah,
and, nobody will raise a finger. In fact, I would be willing to bet that the average American cannot tell you the name of his neighbors, say, five houses in each direction from his own house.
Yeah, I could tell you my neighbors for 50 miles. maybe 42 miles.
Well, and again, you live in an agrarian economy.
Yeah.
You know, you're not a,
I live in a,
you're not,
another world.
In international commerce trying to make $1 jillion buying something in China and selling it here in the market to the quote-unquote consumers and quote-unquote human resources that our statutory laws and our marketing and our mass media has convinced us that we're all human resources and consumers.
Yeah, out in this community, where it's almost like another planet. But if you look back, you talk about socialism, and you can't be a Christian and a socialist at the same time. Somebody said, well, Christianity is socialism. I said, yeah, without the gun. Socialism without the gun is Christianity, but socialism with the gun, that's communism. But anyway, if you go to Proverbs 1, Verse 10, it says, my son, if sinners entice thee to consent thou not, and consent to what? Cast in thy lot among us and let us all have one purse. That's what socialism's all about. And then you have to give some power to somebody to exercise authority over that purse. That's what the golden calf was. It was one purse. It was a central bank. If you go to all the other city-states, they all had golden statues, and they called them the reserve fund. It was just another way of putting your wealth into a common purse so that you would not abandon society because you had no wealth in your own pocket. But Moses wanted you to have your wealth in your pocket and decide what to do with it. And, yeah, sometimes people in your community...
That'd kind of be like free enterprise, wouldn't it, where you could trade with your neighbors and the government and the Federal Reserve Bank wouldn't be involved in that?
And you would own your own land. You would own the milk and honey of your own land. Nobody does that in America today. Legal title does not include the beneficial interest of the property. The beneficial interest is defined as the right to use it. Americans originally came here to actually own property, but today they only have legal title, and legal title does not include ownership. We go through that in detail in the book Covenants of the Gods. The book Covenants of God is all about the contractual nature of government, how they seduce you into that. But when you become dependent upon it, now you're bound. Because
I liken them to fishermen. You know, they bait their hook with a piece of worm, and they throw it in the water. And once they hook you and have you on shore, well, they can pretty much do whatever they want with you. They can skin you, they can cook you, they can eat you, they can put a gun in your hand, send you off to the war, whatever unlawful war they're fighting this week.
Yeah.
And, it's a totally criminal system. And to think that Ron Paul goes out and says, well, wouldn't people like the younger generation opt out of Social Security and just pay a 10% flat tax? And what I'm telling everybody is, hey, you know, LB and the People's Awareness Coalition, you know, they've found, you know, the way out legally to just simply go and expatriate. It's an administrative process. You don't really... need their permission. You just send an affidavit and you inform them of what you're doing and that you're no longer, you know, part of this political body. I tried to explain it to somebody by saying, what if you joined the Libertarian Party and they decided that they were going to take up arms against the Republicans or the Democrats, or, you know, we're going to try and overthrow the government? What would you do? Wouldn't you just change political affiliations? Wouldn't you, you know, change to somebody who wasn't so militant, or, you know, go to, you know, And you have the out. You have the way. The fence is open. You know, all you have to do is help each other.
Yeah, and see, once you say you want to have that one purse, you're willing to force your neighbor to contribute to your welfare. I mean, you go right in the New Testament. Peter says, through covetousness, they will make merchandise of you. So we can change that a little bit to covetousness, to the desire of benefits at the expense of your neighbor. They'll make human resources of you. And that's what everybody's become, is that human resource. The Bible is
property.
Yeah, the Bible is about how do you live as a society bound by not contracts, but bound by faith, hope, and charity, by caring about one another, by this mysterious thing called love for one another. We're very much against individuals just simply opting out of the system without an alternative system, and I believe that that's what Christ, Moses, and Abraham were offering, was this alternative system. Religion is only mentioned 5 times in the Bible, 4 times in a derogatory sense, 1 time in a good sense, and they say that religion is taking care of the needy of your society, the widows and orphans of your society, unspotted by the world, and the word they use there for world is defined in a Greek concordance as the constitutional order or system of government, that contractual government. In other words, you take care of your needy without signing contracts or signing away your rights, without becoming that one purse and consenting to that one purse concept. If you can do that, then you're going to start being ready for freedom. If you can't do that and you just get out of the system, they will eventually strangle you because they're going to go to food rationing, gas rationing, everything else, because we're on the verge of one of the greatest plagues in the history of the world, because this is worldwide. Last year we only had about 32 days supply of grain in the world for world needs. We used to have 6 years supply on the farms. We don't have that anymore. The old grain bins they used to have, they're selling them off for people converting them into vacation homes. We don't have 6 years supply on the farms anymore. And when I just came through North Dakota, Wisconsin, Minnesota, the fields are soaking wet. They're way behind planting. And, of course, with the floods in the south, there's a lot of fields, millions and millions of dollars worth of wheat and rice. The crops are destroyed. Texas is having droughts. And this same kind of stuff is going on worldwide, and it's not global warming. It's events on the sun.
And speaking of that, I was in Midland, Texas last week, and they haven't had more than a sprinkle of rain in at least 280 days, nine months.
And, you know, so, while I was on this trip, there was over 800 tornadoes touched the ground. That's record-breaking. The floods down south are maybe going to be as great as they've been since 1937. The pressure on the dikes, I don't know where all that's going to lead, because it was pouring rain clean from Minneapolis to Montana when we were crossing. That water's all headed down there. But the fact is we get this every solar max. This happens to be a little bit bigger solar max that we're entering now. One of the greatest threats, and we mentioned it on the tour, I haven't mentioned it much on the radio, is that these coronal mass ejections that are coming from the sun, they've often done this, like I say, at every solar max. They actually come at even solar minimums. But we had one back in 1859 that would have knocked out all power, or at least a major amount of the power on the face of the sunlit side of the earth. It melted, telegraph wires back then. But we are so dependent in this country, not only on government, but on this infrastructure of internet and electricity, that if one of these CMEs, like there was one in 2005, didn't hit the Earth, it went out to one of the other planets, but it was an X-17 flare, that's a mega flare, to the seventh power. If that had hit Earth, and it's only a matter of time before it does, it could knock out power on the face of the Earth for as much as 2 years. The generators that would melt down, the transformers that would fuse, the generators aren't made in this country anymore. They're made in China, and they're made to order, and it takes a long time to make them and put them in. And this is NASA saying this. This is National Academy of Science saying this. This is a serious threat. We've been saying it for almost 20 years because we're intensive solar watchers.
And I was just watching, I just read this morning that back in Y2K, the government was saying that we could have one of these coronal mass ejections and mass power outages and stuff. Might be worse than the Y2K bug on the computers. You know, everything could go down because the power system could go down.
Yeah, if power systems went down in this country, this country is unbelievably vulnerable. You can't even get a drink of water anymore. and the sewage plants everywhere would be dumping into the rivers.
They can't change your oil at the Jiffy Lube if the computer.
They can't pump gas in your car. They can't make change out of their computer-run tills. Your bank account disappears if there's no power. We would be back to the Stone Age and don't know anything about how to do it. You know, all of our congregations of record, we encourage them to form seed banks. And through that network, we will have a source of seed, because seed will be one of the first things that disappear when you start seeing food shortages. But we go a lot farther than that, and most of this we do it. People go on our network at hisholychurch.org, and they join the network under the little guy with the net. But they don't realize that we're not depending on this email and computer network. You have to plug into real people to find out. 90% of what we're doing happens offline. If you want to create a virtual society, I suppose you can do that online. But when you get hungry, we'll just be able to send you a JPEG. A picture of some food.
A picture of a biscuit.
One of the things we talk about is this, we have our own FEMA, Faith Emergency Ministry Auxiliary. And a lot of guys got to see me wearing my FEMA hat. That's what the early church was. It was your salvation in the temporal sense. And if you participated, it was your salvation in a spiritual sense, because you were actually doing what Christ said, loving your neighbor as yourself. You can't do that sitting in a pew. You got to do that in real life, on the ground, where his real needs are. In order to do that, you need to form congregations, and those congregations have to care about the next congregation as much as they care about their own, because that's kingdom thinking. That's what we call kingdom thinking. But it's all free will.
And as I pointed out earlier, you know, our generation, my generation, has made a contract with the thugs and the government to steal the money from the next generation.
Right.
And, of course, we don't expect a dollar for a dollar that we paid in. We need $10 for every dollar that we paid in.
Right.
You know, it's this, you know, I mean, could you steal any more? I mean, could it be more?
Well, they're stealing from both ends because they got the dollar.
That's us. And now we need it back tenfold. Anyhow, yeah. We got to go to break. I'm ranting and raving. You're listening to Brother Gregory and his Holy Church on Positively Unconstitutional. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I want to thank my guest today, Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. And I want to invite everybody out there to look up a local congregation of record. Check them out. You know, try to start new relationships in person, person to person. Find other people of a like mind who can help you. And I always love having Brother Gregory on here because he is a student of history. And if we know anything about history, we know that all these empires fail and that there is a changing of the guard. And the new guard is going to be China here in 4 or 5 years. They're going to have the largest economy in the world. And we're going to have the sovereign debt crisis of the United States. You know, if one of these coronal mass ejection hits us, you know, as you noted, we could be without power for a couple of years. And our, you know, our whole manufacturing of food systems will fail. And people are going to be forced back down to a local level, a subsistence level. And it's going to be a very interesting time. Any final comments, Brother Gregory?
You know, it's... Don't wait till the last minute. Do what you can now. These are the good times. So let's get have the good times rolling. Let's get rolling. So.
And, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, as much as I complain and as much as I detest the system and as much as I've realized, you know, from a very early age that, you know, something was very, very wrong here, it's taken me all this time to discover, you know, how they've pulled the wool over our eyes and how the communists, you know, through their manipulation of the laws after the Civil War, and of course, in my opinion, the Civil War was the communist takeover, the communist revolution here in the United States, and it still took them until the 1930s, you know, another 60 years to get all their stuff implemented into our statutory law and to make every person subject to the Roman civil law, the law of persons. And, you know, this is exactly what's wrong here, this commune that we have all, according to the Supreme Court, voluntarily submitted ourselves to such a form of government.
Right. And the thing is that we don't know how to live as a free people anymore. The same problem was in Egypt. So Moses came in there and was if Pharaoh had let the people go, it had been like herding cats across the desert. They needed to go through some hard times so they'd be ready for freedom and learn a little bit about what freedom was all about. And so they had to pay their tally of bricks for a season, but they gleaned in the field at night for their straw, which is really just their benefits. And those hard times, which we're about to see here in this our country, because the same things happened back then are going to happen now, are going to find out who is willing to go the ways of the Lord and tend to those weightier matters of law, judgment, mercy, and faith. And like I tell everybody, everybody's going to be free here one of these days, but everybody's not going to survive freedom. We've lost the secret that made this country great, and it was that character and virtue in every man who not only took care of his family but was concerned about his neighbor, and he knew who his neighbor was. And we have to get back to that, and we have to get back to that real fast.
And there you have it. Time flies when you're having fun. Thanks very much, Brother Gregory. I encourage everybody, get out there, meet your neighbors, make real one-on-one relationships. You're going to need them. I'm Phil Pozderek. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited, coming up right after this word from our sponsors on the Republic Broadcasting Network.